Hey there, I'm Chardonnay, and if you are in dire need of getting your hair did and you're in the Houston, Texas area, come on down to Crown by Nay. I specialize in natural and extension services. Natural relax, weave, wig installations, pixie cuts, anything that you need. So come on down to Crown by Nay, that's CrownBynae on Instagram. Check me out.
Yo, what's good? Yo, this is your boy, E, and I am doing something I haven't done before. I never went live on Instagram, but I thought I'd try something new. Plus, I'm simultaneously recording an episode for my podcast. So I said, let me see how this works out. Let me see if I could, you know, make this happen. This is the first time doing this, so it's going to be a little rough. It's a little guerrilla style. So, you know, as I usually do. But I was having a thought. I said, let me record an episode real quick. And let me record video. Because I haven't recorded video before while I was doing my podcast. But I'm actually recording the audio. At the same time while I'm recording the video. So let me see how this works out. See if I like it. This episode of The Truth. Let me start again. This is your boy E, and this is another episode of The Truth Podcast. And I'm doing IG Live at the same time. So what I want to discuss today, I had posted this meme, I guess, not too long ago, and it read something like, it's funny when you think someone is dope and they turn out to be baking soda. You know, funny way of saying, cool, slick way of saying, the motherfucker fake. You know what I'm saying? You find it, you know, you think somebody's cool, you think somebody's real, you rock with them, and then find out they fake, they ain't about shit, pretty much. So, think somebody real, kind of figure out, find out they fake. But it had me thinking, you know, I started thinking like, and excuse me, like I said, I'm doing this live, so I'm gonna mess up a little bit. I probably gonna get nobody watching, but hey, I don't give a shit. Like, I'm still, you know what I'm saying? I'm still on my podcast, so I'll still get it out. But I just want to record video and see how it would look recording video, talking and everything. So, and I'm not going to be reading. I see somebody waved at me. I'm not going to be pointing out people while I'm trying to do my podcast. I'm trying to do my podcast like I'm not even recording video. So, like I said, just give me a minute to get acclimated to looking at myself talk instead, as opposed to just talking and doing what I do without anybody actually seeing me. Because I really don't do my recordings with anybody in the room unless I got a guest or, you know, whatever. But I'm usually by myself. So, but anyway. So I was thinking about, and this is like off the top of the head right now. So I'm just, like I said, it's a trial run. So might not be the cleanest episode or crispiest episode, but I'm gonna try to get it out, you know, not make it too long. But like I said, I was thinking about the meaning behind that, as far as dealing with fake people or dealing with people who give you the perception of being real, give you the perception of being on your side, give you that, you know, kind of weasel their way in to your spot. You know what I'm saying? How, you know, they use the angles to get into your square You see what I'm saying? You know, it's kind of dope. That was kind of dope. But, you know, people who pretty much you get this idea of them, and then they turn out to be something totally different. And sometimes it's not even on purpose. Sometimes everybody, you know, sometimes people have a different perception of what real is, what real isn't. You know, you have an idea of what you think being real is, and somebody else may be thinking another way. But taking a little wine, my little mason jar. I'd be just doing shit. But okay, like for me being the way I am, I'm a person that I try to always be as honest as possible. Even you know, I try to be put like this. I'm very empathetic. Try to always be considerate of someone's feelings, you know, but I try to be as honest as I can be without, with tact. You know what I'm saying? So my definition or my idea of being real is being honest and open and trying to, trying to spare someone's feelings, but still trying to be honest with them without being tactless, without being harsh. Be considerate and show some compassion in what you say. So when, you know, I say I'm being, you know, when I say keep it real, as people would say, you know, I mean, just be you, whatever it is. It ain't got to be a certain thing. You know, a certain thing is not you being real. It's you being you, you know. Whatever that may be, it may be the dumbest, lamest thing for somebody else, somebody else's opinion. It may be the goofiest thing or the softest thing. These days, everybody's soft now. Everybody's, you know, trying not to be soft and trying not to be too sensitive, especially men. You know, everything is suspect. Everything is zesty. Man, anytime a man says anything outside the perceived parameters of being a man, he's considered, you know, sassy or zesty or sus or soft or sensitive, yada, 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 you know. But, you know, over all these years, women have been telling men to show their emotions, to open up. And when men start to do that, then they're, you know, told, you know, hey, calm that down, sit your soft ass down. You know what I'm saying? So, but I'm just saying that to say, even though there are some, you know, some shit that's, you know, people get extra emotional for, you know, there's some shit that can be considered, you know, kind of soft. But with even with that being said, it's still like, you know, you're in the catch 22. You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. But when I say keep it real, when people say keep it real, it's always this kind of like, when people use the word keep it real, it's always this thing about, hey, do it this way. This is how you keep it real. You know, you got to be this, you got to be that, you got to be this kind of oomph to, you know, I just kept it real type shit. And for me, keeping it real is just being you. Whatever that is, be you 100, you know. And am I about to be 46 years on this planet? I've seen so many people who claim to be so real and so, you know, so authentic, and they so grown, and I do what I want to do, and I say what I want to say, and blah, 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 and, you know, nobody can tell me what to do, and yada, yada, yada. And they move in life the same way anybody does when they just always worried about what somebody else is thinking. You know, and that's one thing that I'm a staunch, you know, opponent of giving a shit about what somebody else thinks. Now, I'm going to move in a way that I'm going to be respectful and represent myself and my family in a certain way, you know, like I said, with tact and decency. But for me to be caring or making decisions in my life because of what somebody else may think, what, you know, regardless of who it is. I give a shit if it's my parents, if it's my kids, if it's my wife, if it's my siblings, if it's my friends, whoever. I don't make decisions in my life based on what somebody else's perception of me is or what they think I should be doing, you know. And when you're a decent person, when you try to be decent, at least when you strive just to be what I say normal is, a you know, kind, good person to yourself and to everybody else, then what you do, the decisions you make, are not going to be, you know, based in any, you know, negativity or malice or anything like that. So when I make a decision to do anything, I don't give a shit about what nobody else thinks, because I know I'm doing it from a good place and I'm doing it for me. And you might not like me or how I want to be or what I think, but it's coming from a good place and it's me being real to me. You know what I'm saying? So that's my, you know, my whole definition of keeping it real. You know, just be you, but it, be decent. You know what I'm saying? If you're an asshole and you're a dirtbag ass person, then yeah, you're keeping it real gonna be a lot different from mine. You know, everybody got asshole in them. Nobody's perfect. Everybody's flawed. I'm flawed just like everybody else. Hella flawed, you know, whatever. But my whole thing with even with that is that I don't even look at myself even in that way as being flawed, because I understand I have flaws. So that for I don't focus on those things, because I know that I have my ways that maybe I want to change this, I may want to change that, but I'm not, you know, an abuser. I'm not this narcissistic asshole, selfish. I'm not mean or evil or you know, inconsiderate or selfish or anything like that. So all those negative character traits, you know, I know I don't really have any of those. Yeah, you know, I mean, I've been told that, yeah, I'm thinking I'm a know-it-all and I'm a, you know, can be cocky or blah, blah, blah. But that only comes across that way because I'm very passionate and I stand on whatever I mean or say. Not saying I'm going to always be right, but I'm going to mean what the fuck I say, and I'm going to stand on what I am speaking on. You know what I'm saying? So if you're on some bullshit, if you're on some trying to get over type shit, if you're on some, you know, manipulative shit, if you're on some shit where you're trying to, you know, get by, or you're trying to do somebody wrong, like I said, your keeping it real is going to be a lot different from my keeping it real. You know what I'm saying? But going back to the meme of thinking someone is dope and finding out their baking soda, is that, you know, your whole perception of them, especially when you're a person who, like I just said, I know I'm not the only person that's like that. So when you're a person that really takes it seriously, you know, your connection, a vibe, you have someone and you feel that they're here and you're there and y'all trying to meet in a certain place, or y'all trying to be on the same vibe, y'all frequencies are similar. You know what I'm saying? May it be a friend, you know, family member, your child, your spouse, shit, whoever, you know, and then they go against everything that you guys, you know, are trying to, with everything that you guys have established, I guess you would say. You know what I'm saying? It will come across as that person being fake and phony, but they might just have a different way of looking at, you know what I'm saying, life and the decisions they make. You can't expect everybody to make the same decisions that you would make or be the way you would be, because that's you being you, you know. But my whole thing for anybody is just try to be as authentic and real to yourself as you can be, you know. Maybe to anyone else it may come across as, like I said, it may come across as cocky and arrogant or self-centered or know-it-all, self-righteous, whatever. But if you're genuinely being you and it's based in the fact that you are coming from a place of goodwill or positivity. You're coming from a place that you just want the best for whatever situation you're in. You want the best for everybody in that situation, including yourself or whoever else in that situation, regardless of what it is, you know. And I know it sounds maybe cliche how I'm saying it, or it may sound like, you know, some pie in the sky type shit, but it's really not. It's really how I feel about just being a person, of being real with everybody and trying to be authentic with everybody you come across, regardless of their friends, associates, you know, somebody passing or not. You know, like when I'm at work and I actually counted this one time. I went through the whole day and I counted. I'm at work and I give a fist bump, you know, because I work in, you know, working factory or whatever case may be, you know, so I'm walking through, you know, there's a lot of people. So I'm working in this big warehouse, you know, all these moving parts, all these moving people. And I'm always, hey man, what's up? Fist bumping. Some people I fist bump and say what's up to multiple times a day. I'm working 10 hours a day. So you see these people multiple times a day. And I had to count like how many times that I was, you know, fist bumping these people, were pretty much how many times I'm greeting this person and showing this person that I see you. You're showing this person that, you know what I'm saying, I'm acknowledging you, you know. And I had to realize, like, that's a good feeling that, you know, some people walk around and don't get acknowledged ever. I'm acknowledged, shit, I think I counted 50 to 60 times a day, you know what I'm saying? I'm acknowledged. And some people don't get acknowledged at all. And to just show someone that they actually are seen is the realest shit you can do. That's keeping it real. You know what I'm saying? Show someone that you actually care. Like, man, I see you. You know, I see you every day, but I see you today too. You know what I'm saying? Even though I see you every day, I'm going to speak to you and I'm going to be happy that I see you today. You know, I'm going to give you that pound. I just seen you an hour ago, but I'm going to give you that pound again because you my man or you my girl or whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? Just showing that acknowledgement of a person's existence means so much to so many people in so many different ways that you don't even know it. And I think about that a lot when I'm walking through, even when I'm just out somewhere. And you know, my daughter always used to trip on this when she was little, how she was, you know, ask me like, why all, you know, all men, all black men, y'all always giving each other that head nod? Because I'm just acknowledging that brother, you know what I'm saying? I'm letting you know you're seen, you know what I'm saying? And that's just the thing with I guess me, I see as my people, you know what I'm saying, that we just try to, for the most part, because it ain't always like that, but for the most part, we try to let each other know, hey, bro, I see you. And some people, man, some people need that. I mean, you probably, if you're that kind of person and you do that and you can be a person in the moment and be present in that moment to that you can just say hello to somebody, give somebody a head nod, give somebody a pound, tell somebody what's up, tell somebody, you know, in your own little way, you know what I'm saying, I see you today, you mean something, you know, you are a person, I acknowledge your existence. You don't understand how much that could mean to someone, what that could mean to that person's life or whatever they're going through that day. They could be going through having the shittiest day ever, you know what I'm saying, they could be going through the worst thing they've ever been through. You know, I remember having situations where people have passed that was close to me, and I sit and I just walk outside. I have this tendency, like, I'll just sit, because, like, when you know you have that thing when, you know, somebody close to you passes away and you have that moment and it's like everything is numb and you're like, it almost like your hearing goes away. Everything, you just like hear this, like, it's like a ringing. You know what I'm saying? In your ear, like, you don't hear anything. Everything just kind of, in your world, just kind of stops. But you realize that the world didn't stop and everything is moving. And you be like, in your mind, you're thinking like, why the fuck are y'all still going? Why the fuck are y'all still walking around? Why is these cars still moving? Why are the birds still flying? Why is this noise going on? Why is all these things of life completely just, it just keeps on trucking, keeps on going, and your life, for whatever, you know what I'm saying, whatever it was, whoever it was that you lost, your life just stopped, it halted, you know what I'm saying? And that's a thing. That's a feeling like you just never even, you can't even understand, you know, if you've never been there, but most people have, especially if you live to be my age, you've been there. But some people might be going through that. And I remember one time going through that, and somebody just walked by and was like, "Hey, what's up?" And that snapped me out of it. And it was like, man, I felt, you know, I didn't feel like, oh, I'm just so, you know, I'm cured of this grief. But it just felt like, man, you know, it kind of snapped me back into reality. Like, okay, life keeps going. I got to move, you know, not say move on, but I gotta get it going. I gotta understand that the world don't stop because my heart is broken, or my, you know, feelings are hurt, or because my world has changed tremendously because of, you know, this loss, or whatever the case may be, or, you know, because of my sadness, or my, you know, anger, or whatever. So, you know, I'm just saying that to say that always try to be that to someone, even if you're not even trying to be that to someone. You know what I'm saying? Like, do it without even thinking about it. Do it, you know, second nature shit. You know what I'm saying? Be as authentic as you can be, but be as good as you can be. And sometimes being good is not you going, doing these overreaching ass things, or going out your way to do something. You could just be, like I said, just a simple head nod, just a simple, hey, how you doing? How's your day going? Those type things. You know what I'm saying? You never know what that might do for someone, because one day you might need it. And that's what it means for me to be real. And I think my true definition of just being real is just being decent. And if I tell you something, if I try to, you know, if I'm vibing with you, or if I'm connecting with you, and I I'm there with you, I only got this one life to live, right? We all got one life to live. Ain't no reset button on this shit. So in our later years, as we are, most people that I know, you know, up, lower mid-40s or whatever, my generation, you know what I'm saying, around my age, we got more time behind us than we do in front of us. A friend of mine broke that down and really, you know, said that to me one day, and it really stuck with me. Because we have to realize, like, man, I can't keep wasting time on silly shit. You know what I mean by silly shit is being upset and angry about this thing or that thing. And, you know, life is going to be frustrating anyway. You know what I'm saying? Life is going to life and piss you off, and you're going to be, you know, you're going to be semi-angry damn near every day because all the shit we got to deal with and go through, and the economy and everything is too goddamn expensive, and, you know, people are just ain't the best. You know, just dealing with people ain't the best thing in the world. You know what I'm saying? So it's hard to kind of live in that moment because you got so much going on. But I implore people to just be in the moment, to live, you know, understand you're right now, living that right now, and just try to be as decent as you can be, meaning keep it as real as you can be. And keeping it real is being being as decent as you can be. For me, that's what it means for me. Might mean differently for someone else, but that's what it means for me. So you always try to put yourself first. You always choose you. You know what I'm saying? But in choosing yourself, you should always choose you and be able to give the best part to you out to everyone else. Where I chose me, and I chose to be the best me, so therefore I'm going to give the best me to everyone else, and that's going to actually make everyone else better. That's my pie in the sky ass thinking. That's how I go about life to a certain extent. You know, yeah, I'm a kind of person where if I don't fuck with you, I don't fuck with you. You know, if you got any kind of negativity that you're trying to bring my way, yeah, I easily cut a motherfucker off. You know, and some people might deem that as being negative, but I just, like I said, I choose me. I choose not to be associated with you and your bullshit, with you and your negativity. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. You know, that's what that, you know, me posting that and reading that that meme, it made me think about a whole lot of things. So it like takes me down this rabbit hole of thinking of how you can be, and you can be as real as you want to be, but not being real, like being some type of asshole or just, you know, not for the show, you know, you got to be all this extra shit because I'm keeping it real. Nah, you keep it you. You know what I'm saying? And be as dope as you can be, but don't be the baking soda. You know what I'm saying? Don't allow yourself to be that. And there's a lot of people out there like that, you know, posing as dope, but really just made up of baking soda. I think I can go out on that statement. I think I can leave it there. It was kind of cool. Like I said, I knew it wasn't going to be nobody. I had a couple people come in on a little live or whatever. But I still did my, got my audio. So I'm going to be putting my, my episode out, and hopefully it came across. Hopefully I was able to, you know, express myself, clearly like I do when I'm just recording audio, but we'll see. I just want to test this out and see how it went. Wasn't that bad. You know, I ain't that hard on the eye. So, I don't know if it's just live after you stop it, if it goes away or whatever. I don't know. I just wanted to just test recording, and, you know, maybe I'll try a different medium. Maybe I'll try Facebook next time, or maybe next time I'll do it on YouTube or some shit like that. So I just want to see. But I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. The people who are hearing it, people who are watching me, if anybody's watching me, like I said, it was just a spur of the moment episode, but I hope I was able to give you some type of idea or spark a thought in your head that maybe you were thinking about or something you didn't think about and said, oh man, that makes sense, let me try to do this. You know, hopefully I was just a positive influence on whatever or however your day's been, and I made it just a little bit better. All right, well, this is your boy E, and this is another episode of the Truth Podcast. I appreciate you guys for watching me. I appreciate you guys for listening to me. I love you. I hope you love me back, and I will definitely be back very soon. I have a lot of episodes, a lot of topics that I want to hit, some new things I got, you know, that I'm going to be doing, like, I'm coming down the pike really soon. So just bear with me. I'm trying to get these things out and trying to get some things done, but I got a few very, very good episodes coming in the very near future. So thank you guys for being here with me. I appreciate y'all, and I'll holler back once I'm trying to figure out how to stop this damn thing. So, you know, whatever. But as far as the truth, thank you again, and I'll see you guys next episode. Peace. Yo, thank you for listening to another episode of the Truth Podcast. This is your boy, and I would love if you guys would press that favorite button if you enjoyed what you heard. If you want to help me get bigger and evolve this podcast into something special, hit that support button. I would really appreciate it. And if you just like what you're hearing and you think what I have to say might resonate with someone else, please share with everybody, share with somebody, and then after that, share with somebody else. Hey, I'm here every week. Thank you guys for being here. And again, I love you, and damn it, I hope you love me back.